Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Hannah Moss, M-O-S-S. Address is 52 ARTESIA Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 229-630-9482. ID is XXXXXX3098. This is a 25-year-old married stay-at-home mother, parent. Her insurance is TRICARE West, parenthesis, J-O-S-I-A-H, Moss, M-O-S-S-S, in parenthesis, pharmacy, Walgreens, East Avenue, Chico. It's address 2. Lynn J. Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E, P-M-N, M-P-B-C, comma, M-S-N, Therapeutic Solutions, below that Behavioral Health Services, and the phone is 530-899-3150, fax 530-899-3160. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history suspected cognitive decline, subparagraph comorbid depression with bipolar features dash treated. New paragraph. Comorbid problems, situational dyssomnia with child rearing, breastfeeding activities, current complaints, low energy and fatigue, distractibility, symptoms of irritation and frustration, some impulsivity, nocturnal ruminative thinking, vacillating libido, new paragraph, previous history, military-related sleep deprivation, associated visual hallucinosis, paranoia, tactile hallucinations, no unusual ideations, past medical history, depression and anxiety, suicide gestures, social habits, no serious reports, alcoholism, PTSD, depression, ADHD, substance abuse, predation, history of personal history of religious trauma, sexual assault, neurological examination, general neurological examination is normal. Psychiatric examination findings, see records. Dear Lynn Gamble and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Hannah Moss for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you already know, she has some clinical symptoms of dysomnia related to child rearing, previous history of severe sleep deprivation associated with the development of psychosis. New paragraph. She presented with a history of ruminative thinking, clinical symptoms suggesting PTSD, subparagraph. At her initial appointment, I initiated therapy with prazosin, 1 milligram at bedtime, subparagraph. She's only been able to take this medication intermittently, but notices a moderate reduction in her symptoms of nocturnal arousals and ruminative thinking while taking the medicine, suggesting possible therapeutic benefit, new paragraph. We have scheduled her for neuroquantitative brain MR imaging, new paragraph. She returned today having completed the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health, reporting mild to moderate levels of communication difficulty, mild reduction in positive affect and well-being, you can list these vertically. Moderate levels of fatigue. And anxiety. Mild levels of depression. Mild to moderate levels of emotional and behavioral discontrol. Mild levels of cognitive dysfunction. mild reduction in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. Slight to mild reduction in satisfaction with her social roles and activities. No findings of upper and lower motor dysfunction. She reports mild features of stigmatization, new paragraph. I have not drawn any specific laboratory yet at this point, new paragraph. Today, we discuss her clinical symptoms and the effect of the prazosin medication, which appears to be beneficial, which I do not feel surprising, new paragraph. In consideration for further evaluation, I will see her for follow-up with the results of the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study. New paragraph that time. New paragraph today, I gave her a intramuscular clinical B12 injection challenge with her clinical history of substantial fatigue and cognitive decline. Subparagraph, should she be responsive to this, we will initiate therapeutic treatment and move forward with laboratory testing to exclude malabsorption-related disorders and other etiologies for her clinical symptoms. New paragraph, I will certainly consider completing a diagnostic electroencephalogram with her history of chronic affective symptoms and sign respectfully with my professional signature.